Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, June 16th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Oh Mary has just broken the Lyceum Theater's box office record for the 12th time. For the week ending Sunday, June 15th, the play made $1,354,840, its highest weekly total since Christmas week of last year. In addition, Friday, June 13th marked its highest grossing single performance. Last weekend, Oh Mary took home two Tony Awards, including one for Best Lead Actor in a Play for its creator, Cole Escola. Escola plays their final performance in the show on June 21st, with Titus Burgess taking over as Mary Todd Lincoln from June 23rd until August 2nd. Tickets for Oh Mary are now on sale through September 28th. The full Broadway grosses report for last week will be made public tomorrow afternoon. And finally today, in off-Broadway news, The Bee is back, a 20th anniversary revival of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is on its way to New York City. The timing of this announcement is prescient, given the death of the composer William Finn in early April. The book is by Rachel Scheinken. The original Broadway production ran for almost 3 years and won 2 Tonys. This revival began its life late last year at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., just months before President Donald Trump took over as chairman. It was directed and choreographed by Danny Mefford, who will reprise his duties in New York. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee centers on a fictional middle school spelling bee with 6 awkward mid-pubescents and a few lucky selected audience members at each performance. Focusing on the contestants' personal backstories and unique challenges, the musical dives into the competition and ultimately conveys a theme of staying true to oneself. New World Stages has 5 separate auditoriums making up its complex. It was not announced yet which one of those Spelling Bee would be taking. Previews begin on November 7th with an opening scheduled for November 17th. It will run through February 15th. Casting is yet to be announced. Tickets will go on sale sometime in July. For more information, visit spellingbeenyc.com. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.